Hello and welcome to the underrated Christmas special. If you're hearing this, it's probably Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas, first of all. I'm recovering from being ill, but I've got George with me. George, say hello.
Hello.
And he's going to help me for the first, 5 minutes, and then he's going to go. But I hope you're having a lovely Christmas. It'll probably be the middle of the day, so you're either really hungry waiting for your Christmas dinner, or you've had it and you're really full and about to fall asleep on the sofa. But either way, or if you don't celebrate Christmas, then maybe you're, I don't know, in the car. I don't know, I can't predict what you're doing. But we're going to start off with a song suggestion from George. George, your family have a traditional Christmas song, don't they? Can you talk about that a little bit, please? Because I know every family has one.
Yeah, we do. We have a traditional Christmas song.
Yeah.
It's not traditional.
Just said it's a family Christmas.
It's a family tradition, but it's not traditional. But it's been a family thing for the last kind of 3 years ish. But it is Just Like Christmas by Low.
This is sort of like alternative Christmas song. Am I correct?
Alt Christmas.
But what do you like about this song?
It's a really chill Christmas song. It's it's not very long. It's a little bit short, but it reminds me of just driving up to Brighton on Christmas, and yeah.
Well, that's lovely. So we're gonna play that song for you, and I'll be back with a long list of loads of Christmas songs from loads of different people. So enjoy. Can you introduce the song for us again, George, please?
This is Just Like Christmas by Low.
Thank you so much.
You were wrong.
I hope you enjoyed Just Like Christmas. But it's kind of different from most of the other songs I'll be playing today. So, to be honest, I've been thinking about it. And yes, the show is called Underrated, but I just... There's not that many underrated Christmas songs. I've tried. I've got a few. But for now, I'm just going to give you a big chunk of classic, really, really sound Christmas songs. But not, like, too cheesy. I'm not going to go, like, Mariah Carey on you. But I am going, like, ones you'll hear on the radio. But one of my favourite Christmas songs ever is Driving Home for Christmas. I'm going to start with that one. Going to throw in some Paul McCartney, John Lennon, some of the sort of older, sort of nostalgic Christmas songs. So I hope you enjoy the next sort of 10 minutes of those ones, and I'll be back with hopefully an underrated song.
Those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe in tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around, but soon there'll be a freeway, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground. Just the same. The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julian.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young,
a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long, and so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow.
Hello, I'm back. There were some sort of vintagey Christmas songs for you. And sorry that my voice is a bit croaky today. Hopefully you can't hear it too much, but got to fight through for Christmas. I know a lot of people listening are probably ill too, so I hope you're not too ill on Christmas because something's going round. But to cheer you up, I'm going to be Sasha the Christmas Cracker. I'm going to give you some Christmas facts. Not jokes, because that would just be a bit sad for me to be cracking jokes myself. But first fun fact. Oh, I didn't know this. Did you know that Christmas wasn't always on the 25th of December? Although Christmas celebrates the birth of Christ, it doesn't actually mention December 25th anywhere in the Bible. In fact, some historians think Jesus was born in the spring, not winter at all. Christmas on December 25th wasn't celebrated until about 336 AD. Okay. That's fine. Let's find another one. You can thank Prince Albert for your Christmas tree. I sort of knew this one. So Christmas trees have German roots, but they really took off in popularity thanks to Queen Victoria and her husband, German Prince Consort Albert. In 1848, they were sketched standing in front of their tree with their children in the Illustrated London News, which quickly made Christmas trees fashionable. Very interesting. Let's find another one. Saint Nick was more generous than jolly. Mm-hmm. What's that mean? The original Santa Claus was actually Saint Nicholas. Everyone should know that. A Christian bishop in the 4th century. He didn't wear the red suit that's so famous today, but he did give all of his inheritance to the poor and needy. In Dutch, his name is Sinterklaas, which later morphed into Santa Claus. Hanging stockings started by accident. The historic Saint Nicholas heard about the plight of a local man who did not have enough dowry money to marry off his 3 daughters. The generous Saint Nick tossed some money down the chimney that landed in the lady's stockings that were drying by the fire. After that, the tradition stuck. Oh, that's fun. Rudolph was a marketing ploy. Ooh. The beloved reindeer was created by a copywriter for the Montgomery Ward department store in 1939. He wrote Rudolph into a children's story that could be given out to promote the store. It was a huge hit with more than 2.4 million copies distributed in its first year. In 1949, Gene Autry recorded the famous song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and in 1964 came the movie featuring the Island of Misfit Toys. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was a book. So, some fun facts for you, but I'll be back with more fun facts after our little musical interlude. So I want to play this one, which I do actually think is underrated. It's by Jack Antonoff, which is actually the producer of like a lot of big songs this year. Hopefully I'm going to do like a big nice New Year's radio show, like one talking about the music of the year, because that's something I can really, really go on about for a while. But this is Jack Antonoff, and he produced like Taylor Swift's album, Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, it's by The Bleachers, but I think Jack Antonoff is the lead singer. Let me double check. The Bleachers. So this Christmas song is a bit... Yeah, it is Jack Antonoff, who's actually married to Margot Qualley, which is a famous actress, if you know her. It's really weird. There's a lot of crossovers, but he produced, I think, some of Harry Styles' music too. Like, he's very... very high profile music, but this song just sounds absolutely nothing like the sort of pop hits he's been churning out for these other people. This one's called Merry Christmas Please Don't Call by The Bleachers, and it's a bit mellow, so we had a bit of fun earlier on, but now we're going a bit sad, but I will pick it back up in a bit. But yeah, it's kind of, me and my friends listened to it and they said that it was like crying on Christmas, but not in a bad way, just in like that sometimes happens, and that's what this song feels like. And it's nice to have music that's quite niche like that. So this is Merry Christmas Please Don't Call, and please try not to cry. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
To the tempo of your heart is the flicker of the street light. You know this moment, don't you? And time is strangely come. Everybody's gone, it's just you and your anger. Oh, golden boy, don't act like you're kind. You're mine, but you're awful every time. So don't tell them what you told me. Don't hold me like you know me. I would rather burn forever. But you should know that I die slow, running through the halls of your haunted home. And the toughest part is that we both know what happened to you while you're out on your own. Merry Christmas, please don't call.
That was Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call by The Bleachers. Ooh, sad song. But moving on, very, very not sad. That's probably not the right grammar for it. But we're going to do some Stevie Wonder Christmas music because I think that's underrated. I think he has some real good Christmas. He's got a Christmas album, so which I've kind of been stuck to this week a little bit. But I'm going to play a few songs for you. I'm going to play Someday at Christmas, What Christmas Means to Me, The Christmas Song, The Little Drummer Boy, and Silver Bells. There's loads more, but those are the ones I'm going to play for you. And he's just great. Like, anytime I listen to Stevie Wonder, I'm not disappointed. And it's not the sort of thing where he's like a classic person that I get bored of his voice. Like, he's genuinely fab. And that's all I can really say. So I'm going to play some more upbeat songs for you. I hope you have a little chance, or I don't know, maybe just not a cry would be good. But these are some Stevie Wonder songs for you.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday
more, darling. mistletoe. Kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Kiss you Merry Christmas, baby.
And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair and pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight, and all these things and more, baby. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, baby, baby. Yeah. All
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard sleeping tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. King to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. When we come, little baby, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. I'm a poor boy too, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum. That's fit to give our king, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum? On my drum, Mary nodded, pom-pom-pom. The ox and lamb kept time, pom-pom-pom-pom. I played my drum for him, pom 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 pom. I played my best for him, pom 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 pom, pom 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 pom, pom 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 pom. Then he smiled at me, pom 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 pom. Me and my drum. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, I hear silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, I hear silver bells.
That was some Stevie Wonder for you. I hope you enjoyed, because I know I did. And I hope it lifted your spirits a little bit. But one of my favourite facts about Christmas music is First of all, I'm pretty sure we did a quiz in college the other day, and I'm pretty sure that the best-selling Christmas song ever is White Christmas by Bing Crosby. So that's a fun fact for you. But the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is sung by a 13-year-old. 13. And I'm just going to play it straight away because you need to understand how mental this is when you hear the song. It might have been something you already know. It's quite a common fact about Christmas music, but it actually baffles me, like, genuinely. So this is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, who is still alive and well, and still making money from the song she made when she was 13.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
I mean, how crazy is that? Brenda Lee with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. It's mental. But for the last 10 minutes, I'm going to go a bit cheesy. I'm going to play some Beyonce. I'm going to play Mary's Boy Child. I'm sorry, I said I wouldn't, but I will. But you need a bit of cheese on Christmas Day. No pun intended, because I assume you're eating cheese. I feel like I've been mind reading everybody today. But Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you have a lovely day. If you don't celebrate, then I hope you have a great day anyway. And here are some cheesy songs to wrap up the underrated Christmas special.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Hark now, world was aglow. All the bells rang out, there were tears of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more.
Baby gave to me a nice back rub, then he massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the point that he wrote for me.
Feeling that it felt so good, he makes me
feel so in love, 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 love. If he only knew what he does to me, my man, my baby.
Oh, it makes me feel so lovely, so sexy.
I'm so in love, 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 love. How I love him for his generosity. My man, my man, my baby.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels
lovely. Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels so lovely.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
Oh, 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 oh.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels
doesn't
lovely.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels so lovely.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
The spirit of Christmas.
Yes, it feels like Christmas.
Day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a candlelit dinner just for me and my honey. On the third day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a gift certificate to get my favorite CDs. On the second day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the keys to a CLK Mercedes. On the first day of Christmas, my baby gave to me quality T.I. and me.
Feeling that it feels so good, he makes me feel so in love, 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 love. If he only knew what he does.